Welcome to Apple at Work, the podcast all about Apple and the enterprise. My name is Bradley Chambers, your host as always. This week, we have a first-time guest on the show with a topic that I'm really excited to dive into, Rashid from Driver. Rashid, welcome to Apple at Work.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me, Bradley.
Well, you know, I was talking with your PR agency a few weeks ago, and really, sitting about it, really started to, you know, kind of work in my brain about the utility of the iPhone here. And, you know, the iPhone, it really just highlights how it's become this like pocket supercomputer in our, you know, over the last decade or so. So for our listeners who don't know, can you give us like just a high level of who is Driver and you know, what is Driver Pro and all that good stuff?
Yeah, of course. Absolutely. So we're Driver Technologies, Inc. We develop a driving co-pilot safety dash cam telematics type application that just comes right on your phone. You can download it from any app store. And we also provide solutions for fleet managers, for insurance companies that, you know, want to better understand driving behavior and things like that. And for folks wanting to improve safety, you know, across locations like cities.
You know, fleet's pretty near and dear to my heart. I'm not sure if you're aware that where I live in Tennessee is really a hub for the U.S. with logistics. So yeah, we have multiple logistics companies here locally, and just a lot of freight comes in and out of this area of Tennessee throughout the rest of the the rest of the U.S. So it's really near and dear to my heart. And that's why, you know, you all really stuck out at me. And because I'm realizing here, there is just a lot of data that drivers generate that not only can be, you know, obviously beneficial for safety, but just even efficiency. Is that kind of the angle you take with, you know, when you're talking to fleet managers about the benefits of the iPhone as a, not just as a phone, but as a way to monitor what's happening in the car? Is that kind of the angle you take?
Yeah, there's actually sort of three main points for us with fleet managers. And I should mention, we do work with a ton of fleets in Tennessee. So I actually have definitely seen that as a major hotspot. So basically, we look at it as safety first, right? Like the best outcome is not having accidents and having safe drivers. And so we leverage the iPhone's amazing capabilities in terms of being able to do computer vision on the edge and a lot of things that like a Tesla or a Tesla truck would do, right? Look for cars, pedestrians, motorcycles, buses, and trucks, and alert the driver if we're afraid that they might run into them. And also help the driver be notified if they're starting to fall asleep or they're distracted and something important is happening. The second piece is exactly what you described, enabling fleet management, you know, optimization, coaching, you know, safety kind of capabilities for big fleets, but also for the majority of fleets, which are actually quite small fleets, right? So it might be you and your cousin have a plumbing business and you want to be able to keep yourself safe and optimize and get gas discounts and all these kinds of things. And then the final point is really around privacy and sort of data management. A lot of the tools that have historically been out there, the traditional tools for this kind of thing, didn't really take privacy into account. So they didn't allow you to manage how much data you're sharing with who. You know, you might have a scenario where you want the drivers to be able to share external video in case they're in an accident and want to show that it wasn't their fault. And you want them to have driver distraction and drowsiness alerts with the interior video. But for obvious reasons, a lot of drivers don't love the idea of an interior camera sharing video of themselves, you know, all day long. That's their office, right? They're in there for 8-10 hours a day with their boss, with their insurance company, all that stuff. And so you've come to expect that kind of transparency and data management and privacy in other technical products you use, but it hasn't really hit the mobility industry until us. So
this episode of Apple at Work is sponsored by Mosel. Deploying, managing, and protecting Apple devices at work shouldn't be difficult or require several solutions. Mosel is the only Apple unified platform for business. By combining enhanced device management, endpoint security, internet privacy and security, single sign-on, and enhanced app management into a single Apple-only platform, businesses can now easily and automatically deploy, manage, protect their Apple devices automatically with one solution at an affordable price. With a solution for every business size and the best support in the market, start a free 30-day trial and see firsthand why Mosel is more than an Apple MDM. Mosel is everything you need to work with Apple. To learn more, visit business.mosel.com. That's business.mosyle mosel.com. Thanks to Mosel for sponsoring Apple at Work this week. That's really cool. I mean, again, I think what you said is dead on, because I think most people think of fleets, they're thinking of like, oh, FedEx, UPS, right. Not realizing that there are, even just in the FedEx UPS area, there's like tons of independent brokers that have their own routes that they may manage five trucks and they run FedEx routes.
Yep.
And this is the kind of stuff. Yeah. Cause FedEx may have this, like from the corporate level, they may have all this built in. Gosh, what if you're you own a couple routes and you just want to, again, track what's happening with your drivers, track your efficiency. Are we being safe? Are we taking the best routes? You need a technology that allows you to do that. And it really reminds me of how the iPhone like kind of made credit card payments ubiquitous. Like it kind of made it where like any retailer could just take credit card payments. So you didn't have to have some complicated setup. And this reminds me of that, but for fleets. Like, hey, if you're a smaller fleet, you want like kind of the technology that the quote unquote big boys would have. Like you can have that now with Driver.
Absolutely. And it can be better and more reasonable price-wise.
Oh, absolutely. And I think it just highlights like the benefits of the iPhone. Like it can do more than just make phone calls or browse the web. Like this is a supercomputer in your pocket. That's, you know, really, really fantastic. So obviously, like, you know, generative AI is like the buzzword. Everybody knows it. I see on your website, like you all have a lot of, you know, kind of, you know, discussion around AI. Where do you see the convergence of like generative AI in fleet management going forward in the future? And I know that I put you on the spot with that question. So if you want to think about it for a second, but like, you know, I feel like there's a lot that we're going to see there of dramatically improving the efficiency here.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think there's a huge opportunity here. You know, when you're a fleet manager, despite how we might feel at Driver and other kind of logistics type technology companies, right? You don't necessarily wake up in the morning thinking, oh my gosh, what new technology am I going to implement in my fleet? You probably wake up thinking, how can I, you know, be more efficient, deliver more, and you know, make sure I'm keeping my company sustainable and paying my drivers, right? And so to me, the biggest opportunity with generative AI is enabling a fleet manager or even a driver to easily maximize the capabilities of the technology that they have access to by making it a very, you know, simple language. Hey, tell me about where I can improve my fleet management. How can I make my driver safer? Right. And then getting an answer, as opposed to having to have like a PhD in data science to delve into the underlying information and figure out the telematics data and learn from that.
No, that's a great way to look at it. I mean, I don't know. Like, I struggle with this AI thing because I feel like it's going to put me out of a job. I know that's probably everybody, but it's just how technology moves forward. You have to evolve. And I kind of, even this is like probably a bad example, but I think of like what it was like building like websites. So like, I don't know how long, you know, building what, like, I remember building, like, some my side hustle in high school was building sports teams websites. Okay. So this was like, you know, late 90s, early 2000s. I was using FrontPage. I mean, again, I feel you judging me for using FrontPage.
I was going to say similar experience here. So I hear you.
It was a terrible experience and it was a terrible output. One day I'll show you the archive.org on some of these sites, but again, like, that's what we use. So we had this, like, you know, it was kind of really kind of simple there, but then we had this, like, I don't know, 7-8 year gap before tools like Squarespace and some of these other, like, you know, now you can build like really good websites without really coding. And so there was just like this middle, you know, 5-6 year period where like you had to be like a web developer to do anything modern. And I feel like we've been in this period where, like, to make use of massive amounts of data, you needed to have data scientists on staff.
Yes.
And with the amount of data let's say I'm a fleet manager and I've got 10 trucks, the amount of data your fleet generates. And again, if it's, you know, coming through Driver Pro, streaming from your cloud, the amount of data that's being generated is massive and just grows by the day. And so if you can use generative AI to, like, just automatically improve efficiencies, like click of a button, not needing to hire data scientists to wade through the data, that can be pretty business impacting.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, kind of tying it back to the Apple conversation, that's part of our mission, really, is to say, of course, with our platform, there's incredible amount of depth that you can delve into you can export the underlying data and work with it if you have a team that, you know, is ready to do that. We have mobile solutions that can be incredibly complex and let you, you know, configure things in a really remarkable way. But the bottom line is that the average person with a delivery company, a plumbing company, a landscaping company, they want to set it and forget it, you know. And so I think that's kind of the Apple approach is, let's make a product that is, you know, unbreakable and user-friendly and works the first time you try it. And so that's really what we're doing with Driver Pro, is saying, you know, you can have all that capability if you want it, but the default setup is, I put this in my vehicle, I forget about it, it does a great job, it coaches me, protects my reputation, perhaps even unlocks a significant insurance discount for me. And then on the fleet management side, which might be the same person, right? In many fleets, the fleet manager is also a driver. I can just get feedback and reporting on, hey, this is how you could make your fleet safer and not need a data scientist, like you said.
Now, you all recently had a announcement around MDM integration. What are the benefits here that you know, for someone that really wants to deploy this in mass? What are the benefits of you having, you know, MDM integration with Driver Pro?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so we kind of see our usership is like a spectrum of interaction, where there are folks who just want to bring their own phone and just use the app in their pocket. They're not even going to mount it to do video. They're just using it as sort of like a Fitbit for driving, right? And they have data there if they get in an accident, et cetera. We call those pocket drives. In the middle are folks who maybe mount the phone, but they bring their own phone, or they have a tablet already in the vehicle that they want to manipulate and use for routing and all kinds of things. But then there's this group, particularly like you kind of called out, of large scale fleets, 20, 50, 150 vehicles, where they really want to kind of, like I said, set it and forget it. And they don't want the driver to have to worry about setting anything up, starting or stopping trips, bringing the phone in and out, you know, using the phone for anything. And so for them, the like managed device mode is amazing, because not only does the device just kind of take care of itself, turns itself on and off, you know, restarts if it has any issues, but they can also push updates remotely. And if there are any issues with it, kind of manage it remotely in a way that you can't do with just a traditional consumer device setup.
This episode of Apple at Work is sponsored by Collide. What do you call an endpoint security product that works perfectly but makes users miserable? A failure. The old approach to endpoint security is to lock down employee devices and roll out changes through forced restarts, but it just doesn't work. IT is miserable because they've got a mountain of tickets, employees start using personal devices just to get their work done, and executives opt out the first time it makes them late for a meeting. You can't have a successful security implementation unless you work with end users. That's where Collide comes in. Their user-first device trust solution notifies users as soon as it detects an issue on their device and teaches them how to solve it without needing help from IT. That way, untrusted devices are blocked from authenticating, but users don't stay blocked. Collide is designed for companies with Okta, and it works with macOS, Windows, Linux, and even mobile devices. So if you have Okta and you're looking for a device trust solution that respects your team, visit collide.com/appleatwork to watch a demo and see how it works. Again, that's collide.com/appleatwork. Thanks to Collide for sponsoring Apple at Work this week.
Well, I'm reading here your listing on the Jamf Marketplace, and like my brain's kind of spinning of the amount of data that you can pull from this, like even like location, obviously, like that's cool, but like weather. And so, okay, so like if you monitor your fleet for a year and you can track their efficiency against the weather.
Absolutely.
Like you could start to know, okay, hey, it's like here in Tennessee, like it's pouring down rain. Like it's like one of those like, you know, car may wash away rain. Right. Right. Well, like you would be able to know, hey, like historically when we have this kind of weather, this will slow us down by 10%. And so you can like, okay, we're either going to have to readjust or we're going to have to like reroute, or I'm going to bring in more people. And again, like this is the kind of data that like FedEx GPS I'm sure has had for like forever. But if you're that, you know, again, I don't think people realize how many like independent contractors are involved in like delivering, getting stuff to your house. Like you may think, again, this is like a FedEx truck, but it's like, that's actually probably not a FedEx truck. That's probably like an independent contractor. And there's so many like, you know, these hotshot loads where they're taking things from like, you know, northern part of the state to the southern part of the state. Like they're getting it to that, you know, that middle, not the last mile, but like the in middle ground. And this is the kind of technology that in some ways just hasn't always been available to them, because you just like, we didn't have, and I guess even if you had, it was like a clunky hardware solution. Well, because the iPhone's gotten so fast, the battery's gotten so well, Apple's evolved the management capabilities, the sensors have gotten better. Well, and then you've got, you know, a solution like Driver Pro layered on top of it that can collect this data and analyze it. You become like, you get the technology of the big boys, but for an affordable price. I mean, you think about like, I'm over here, I have an iPhone SE sitting next to my desk. Like the amount of data the lowest cost phone could help a fleet manager, you know, gather.
Yeah, you nailed it. Absolutely. And those fleets, they're significantly underserved, and they also aren't really, it's not really appropriate for those kind of huge fleet management tools, because like we're saying, I'm an independent contractor. I own my business. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't want some other company, you know, looking at my driver's face all day necessarily. Right.
Right.
So we kind of bring that flexibility. And then like you're saying, the quality of the product, Apple just makes such an amazing device. Why should we go into like the hardware business and create some sort of cheap dash cam and ship it over from China and like, you know, replace it when it breaks every week? A lot of our users actually come to us because they say, I've gone through 5 dash cams in the last year. I'm a rideshare driver. I do, you know, 60 hours a week, and they just keep fizzling out. And meanwhile, my phones are still the same phones from like 4 years ago, right? They're really well designed, developed pieces of hardware.
No, I agree. I mean, like the hardware's there. And so like, why reinvent the wheel when it's really, the benefit is in the software and the backend cloud service. So like, let's just commoditize the hardware. They're like, hey, you've already got this device. So again, if it's like a personal device, you can, you know, add it on there. If it's an employee, if it's a employer device, you can do it. Like there's multiple deployment methods. Really, really cool. Like it's, I mean, again, like my mind is spinning here of like all the data that can be used in the future. And again, like you'll have this historical data that like as a company continues to operate, they will have this historical data. And you can even make like, hey, if we bring on another truck, if we get another route, what does that do? Like there's just, and that data is always there. It's kind of mind blowing. Like, and again, I think I'm so interested in it because I've got so many friends that work in logistics, and like they talk about like how one thing can change, like one variable can change the day.
Yep.
You know, like, you know, there's all kinds of construction here in Chattanooga right now. It's somehow worse than downtown Atlanta, I think. But I don't know what the deal is. But it's just, I don't know. It's interesting. So last thing I want to talk about is you all have a for education product. And this, to me, sounds cool. Give me the pitch on your driver EDE product.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's very similar to, say, like a Fitbit pitch. Like if you're serious about changing your life and getting in shape and, you know, maximizing the limited amount of time you have and with exercising, something like a Fitbit, right, can be game changing. You see all your stats, you can track your progress, you can feel encouraged by it, and you just really understand your fitness. And also something like a trainer, right, is a game changer. But most people don't have access to those two things. And so that's where we really want to sort of up the game when it comes to driver education, enabling driver schools to provide something like there's no way your average driving school or driving student can afford for everyone to have expensive hardware dash cam systems, right? But everyone comes to their driver's ed class with probably a brand new iPhone, right? These are, you know, 16-year-olds and so forth. And then in the commercial space, whether you're, you know, someone trying to get a license in order to be a rideshare or delivery driver, or someone looking to become a commercial fleet driver, you know, any leg up you can get in understanding, getting coaching, continuing that education outside of the classroom is a big difference. And I guess the last point would be there are many states that require a certain amount of driving with a parent and with a coach, an instructor. And so our system can be used to just kind of prove that you're you're putting in your time and putting in your hours.
I always like, I would feel like we did kids a disservice on like not having driver's ed in school. I feel like that went away and it should be in every school. Like I kind of always think about that. Like we just kind of turn kids loose a little bit. I remember like my parents telling me like, hey, don't be changing your CDs in the car. I mean, that'd be like the least of our problems now. Yeah, exactly. Changing your CDs in the car. I mean, it's fantastic. It'd be fantastic if that's all kids are doing. But well, it really, I don't know. Again, so if you're listening to this, like I, even if you're not in fleet management, like I think it's something to really think about, like just the ubiquitous of the power of the iPhone and like how, again, it's a base layer product that like is a supercomputer that is in your pocket, that's very reliable, great battery, almost, ubiquitous connectivity at what I would consider to be like incredibly high fast speeds, like especially like 5G ultra wideband has finally permeated our city. And with the benefits there for industries, when you can say, okay, we know like base level, we don't have to deploy hardware. We don't have to do something clunky. We don't have to build something. We don't have to buy something. We can build software over, in some ways, I would say is the most stable computer in the world that, just is going to be there. Everybody knows how to use. And I think there's just a lot of cool things there. And again, I think it really allows those mid to small size fleets to have the capabilities of the big boys. And I think that's, to me, one of the benefits of new technology is like leveling the game with companies, where the smaller companies can have the same kind of advantages of the big companies.
That's what we're all about. Our entire mission is around democratizing the safety and connectivity savings, right? That someone who's in the top 1% of either income or fleets can just get from their Tesla, right?
Right.
Or their fleet management system. But the great majority of the world is deeply underserved and yet has figured out through time the value of this mobile device in their pocket and, has benefited from folks like cellular carriers offering payment plans, right? And kind of, you get a free phone if you sign up for this. And so we're just taking advantage of that.
Well, that's awesome. This has been a great discussion. Thanks for coming on the show. I'm going to have a link in the show notes to learn more. Again, it's there's now MDM capabilities, and I think that's where this kind of takes us to the next level. Again, it's really, really cool. So if you happen to be listening to the show and you're involved in logistics or fleet, you want to check out Driver. Again, I even if you're not in logistics, I think it's just really cool to be excited about capabilities here, and it shows really what Apple is doing, kind of impacting industries without realizing it. Just by building this base layer technology product, people are now saying, hey, we couldn't have built hardware to do this as well, but we can build the software and the back end cloud service. And then that's really, because again, the hardware is not fun. Like nobody wants to build hardware. The fun is in the software. The fun's in the back end, the cloud, the AI, that's the fun. And the hardware is just commodity. And you guys get to do that. So congrats. Congrats on the recent announcement of the MDM integration with Driver Pro. Really, really cool stuff. Any parting words before we sign off today?
Yeah, just I think really appreciate it. Thank you again for having us. Folks can check us out at drivertechnologies.com. We really have an amazing white glove service for commercial fleets of any size. We really think of it as like a service, not just a product. And especially with the MDM, organizations that already have an MDM set up, a bunch of Apple devices out there in the vehicles, we can slot right in and be part of that MDM managed ecosystem. So,
well, wrapping up here, like I still think even for a company like is working in advanced technology, I think the companies that are going to be the ones that most successful in the next 10 years are the ones that like are focused on that customer service, that white glove. Because again, generative AI is a perfect example. The more that kind of stuff like makes information and technology move ever faster, I'm interested in like companies that offer incredible customer service. I mean, here's a good example. Like I have a pair of Warby Parker glasses. I just got them like a month ago. I've been listening to podcast ads for them for 10 years. Finally got some glasses from them. Yeah. They're fantastic glasses. Well, I was traveling and left them at the airport and lost them. And I was like, man, this sucks. Like, I had these glasses like 2 weeks and I lost them. Well, like I just texted with them and I was like, hey, like, and again, this is like probably old school communication, but like I just texted with the company. I was like, hey, I lost my glasses. Like, here's my order number. Can I order a new pair? And they're like, yeah, that's no problem. We'll give you $35 off. And it's like, sorry about losing them. Here's a coupon. We'll get them ordered for you. And actually, while we were recording, I just got the notification they were delivered. And it was like kind of like Warby Parker has advanced technology for building prescription eyeglasses really, really, you know, affordably. And it was like a very, very easy experience, like, you know, getting prescription from it, et cetera. But when it came down to it, my best experience and the thing I will tell everybody about is like, when I lost my glasses, I texted with them about getting new ones and they just handled it. Obviously, I paid for them. They had my card on file, but like it was incredible service. Yes. And that's the key to surviving. Like everybody's going to have good technology. The differentiator is the companies that care about their customers and the customer experience. That's actually how you win in the next 10 years.
I couldn't agree more. And that's the absolute feedback we've been getting from end users, fleet managers, even insurance companies just saying, wow, we've never had this kind of experience with a technology kind of hardware provider.
It sounds stupid, but like it's the easy part of doing business. Treat your customers well. Like, I don't know how we forgot that. I don't know. Anyways, Rashid, thanks for coming on the show. This has been a great topic. We'll have links in the show notes to learn more about Drive. Check it out. Again, I think it's just really, really fascinating technology and a continued example of how Apple is building the base layer of new economies. So, Rashid, thanks for coming on the show, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much.